to GTKM Podcasts by Back to Business Basics. Welcome to GTKM Podcast 101. I'm Pat Gibson and I'd like to thank you for joining me on this podcast. I'm a real believer in things happening for a reason, and somehow something brought you to my doorstep, whether it's through a link via one of my emails, my website, a Facebook ad, or because someone's recommended you to have a listen. I'm truly glad you could make it, whichever route you've taken to get here. My passion is to help stressed out business owners overcome overwhelm. And my reason behind this passion is that I was that business owner for more years than I care to think about. Looking back over the past 20 years of running my own business, I realised because I never took the time to sit down and spend some serious time on my own business, there were 5 main mistakes I made which contributed to my overwhelm. Before I delve into those mistakes, though, I'd like to share a bit about my business background. I was employed for 10 years in administration before I started my business in 1999, providing virtual assistant, when dial-up internet was all the rage and mobile phones were, well, mobile phones, not the mini offices they are today. I had absolutely no knowledge about what running a business was really like. I guess I was an early pioneer in the virtual assistant world, and it took a lot of fathoming out on my own part to understand how I could provide assistance to other business owners from my own office. There wasn't the virtual assistant groups and freelance forums there are today. Now you have to realise that in 1999, there wasn't all the online software available that there is today either. Backups were done on floppy disks, which weren't floppy, and eventually I moved on to using CDs. There wasn't much in the way of off-site backups or cloud backup, and if there were, they were really expensive. The broadband available today is a dream compared to when I first started. At that time, I lived in a rural village, and the phone exchange was 3 miles away, as the crow flies, from my house, and this affected the speed considerably. To say it was slow was an understatement. VoIP phones were pretty much non-existent. When I started using that technology in 2005, I had to give my supplier all my contact details so they could type it into their system. It wasn't very GDPR friendly in those days, I can tell you. Over the years, I've supported various types of clients. When I first started out, it wasn't unusual for me to go to a client's place of work if they lived relatively locally. Predominantly, though, I tended to work from my own office, providing a variety of general office support services. And this ranged from bookkeeping, to sending in orders to companies on behalf of their salespeople, to processing entries for award schemes. It was very varied work. And this is the first point I'd like to make, especially if you're an aspiring virtual assistant or freelancer, or relatively new in the setup. I now realise that this was the first mistake I made as a freelancer. I never specialised in any particular area. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a generalist. The world needs generalists. If a client gives me a task to do, I find a way to do it, or if I can't accomplish it for whatever reason, I'll find someone who can. And there's nothing wrong with that. The downside to it, though, is that most clients don't see the value in a generalist. If I had my time over again and wanted to continue providing one-to-one support, I'd find something I was really, really good and loved doing. Be it a graphic designer, tech support, or specialising in specific software, and I would focus on becoming the best in whatever area I chose. Why? Well, because if you become a specialist, you can charge specialist prices. It might sound crazy, but in my vast experience, other business owners perceive specialists as higher value than generalists, no matter how good you are in a number of areas. Plus, if you specialise in something, you can usually get it done in half the time it takes someone without the experience. And just like your clients, you're in business to make money, and you have your own bills to pay, and you can charge specialist prices. The second huge mistake I made was that I kept the 9-to-5 mentality going for about 18 of my 20 years' work. A, because I didn't really know how to work any other than 9-to-5, and that had been drilled into me. Just about every adult I knew when I was a youngster worked 9-to-5. And B, because I didn't know how to make the switch. The third mistake I made was that I didn't value what I did for my clients. Now, without sounding modest or big-headed, I found out many years later that the level of support and attention to detail I provided to my clients was way superior to what other VAs were providing. And the sting in the tail was, I charged a much lower price. Now, if you haven't yet realised how valuable your services are that you provide, you need to start to learn that today. Which brings me onto my fourth mistake, rates. I charged hourly rates for many, many years, and it wasn't until I had a bit of breathing space that I began to realise that many of my clients were getting a lot of value for not a lot of money. They were getting richer whilst my earnings remained the same. Now, that's not their fault. That was mine. I rarely took time to stop and look at my own business. And when I did, I was afraid to increase my charges in case I lost a client. I spent a lot of time in what I call survival mode. I had a lot going on in my personal life, so I stuck my head into working for my clients. It was the only way I could deal with what was going on around me. And when I did realise what was happening, I then wasn't sure how to make the change from an hourly rate to a package rate. And it took me at least a couple of years to move from hourly to package. My fifth mistake was I had very few client boundaries. I felt the need to reply to emails or texts at weekends, work late or start early because a client suddenly had urgent work to do. Again, this wasn't their fault, this was mine. I never sat down and planned my work schedule. I knew what I had to do, but I would butterfly from one client to another, especially if I got a call stating that something needed to be done then and there. I would just about move the earth to ensure that my client's deadlines were met. If there was a genuine client emergency, then I have no problem in going well above and beyond to ensure the deadline is reached. But honestly, most urgent cases realistically can be dealt with within 24 to 48 hours. The thing is, it's all about planning. Sitting down, scheduling your workload, communicating with clients to see what's coming up, and knowing what dates need to be worked to, then scheduling them into your diary. This way, you can chase clients before the deadline is due, and if they haven't kept their end of the deal, even though you've reminded them, then they have to take responsibility and you don't work until 3 o'clock in the morning because they've been complacent. Now, it may sound harsh, it isn't really. It's about ensuring that you're running the business, not the business running you. Now, this was kind of brought home one day when a client said to me, I know I can rely on you because you're always there. And there lies the problem. I sacrifice my personal life for clients. There needs to be a balance. All of the mistakes I've mentioned were made because I was overwhelmed. I never gave myself time to sit down and look at my own business, to schedule my workload, to understand my value, to take time to learn how to get out of the 9-to-5 mentality. I was just too busy working. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this with you in this podcast is because I want to prevent any new freelancers from making the same pitfalls that I've made over the last 20 years. And if you are an experienced freelancer going through what I've been through, then I can tell you there is a way out and it's possible to change the way you work and learn to love your business again, even now. When I took myself back to business basics, hence the name of the training side of my business, the way forward became clear and I started making positive changes to my business and myself. Simply because I never took the time to stop and look at my own business practices, in podcast 102, I'll talk about some of the consequences of the mistakes. But for now, I hope this podcast gives you a taste of who I am, some hope, and an understanding as to why I can help you. Especially if you are overwhelmed right now and have maybe got to the stage where you're thinking about getting an employed job and forgetting all about being self-employed. Have a look at my website, backtobusinessbasics.co.uk. where you'll find lots of free resources you can download and start to use today to take your first steps forward. One of my favourite mottos is, change the way you do things today for a better life tomorrow. My name's Pat Gibson. Thanks very much for listening.